Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here come all the sick note texts. Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Edith. And thank you very much to Greg James for stepping in like he does so well yesterday. Hello, chappers.
You all right?
What's going on?
I've just put my headphones on my head and they're wet. What have you done to them, Becky?
Look at me.
Well, they were right by
you. I know,
you.
But I can't be responsible. I've had some sort of fizzy drink, but not water.
You know, so Becky won't even talk to me directly today without putting,
without putting
something over her mouth in case she gets the pukey puke that I've been getting.
That seems fair enough. It does smell a bit sick in here, isn't it? Is that you?
No!
Well, it must be you.
Can we get you a mask type thing so that we don't have to keep putting our hands over?
You haven't been sick of my headphones, have you?
Don't, because even the idea of, like, just the word I'm having what Becky normally has today, where I just can't cope with that. So let's move on. Oh. Okay, Enemy coming up and Pendulum. If I did it live on air, though, that'd be like play forever and ever, wouldn't it? Or not?
Oh, that, it'd be like that clip we had of that newsreader who you could tell she was about to go and then she did. That was nice.
The engineers won't be happy, though.
No.
You were sick all over the desk.
Hysteria by Muse, by the way, really cheered Zara up. She's in Maidenhead. She's had a rubbish day at school. That made her feel a lot better. Good, thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
If you go to Radio 1 online at the moment, you can see a really good picture of, it was taken this morning, of N-dubs, right? And Chris Moyles together.
Right.
Now, I want you to have a little look and see if you can see which of those people in the photo are members of N-dubs and which one is Chris Moyles. Which one?
Oh.
It's on the front page of Radio 1 Online at the moment.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the one third from the left?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Congratulations.
Hmm.
So N-dubs and Snow Patrol were with Moyles in Swindon earlier because we have announced Radio 1's big weekend is coming to Swindon. It's very exciting. Becky is very excited.
I am so excited it's going to the West Country for once. It's always like somewhere else and my friends never have it, so I'm very excited. Although I've been thinking it's going to make me like I'm going to be the new Roy Keane, aren't I?
I'm sorry?
Not going to concentrate on the job in hand. I'm going to be too busy trying to sort out tickets for everyone. I'm just going to get all these requests.
Have you just compared yourself to Roy Keane?
Yeah, you know in his book.
Don't compare yourself to Roy
Keane. No, Chappers, you know.
Don't use some of the language he uses in his book either.
No, but in his book he's always talking about how he just can't focus on the game. He's got to get all the tickets for the matches.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be like in Swindon at the big weekend with you, isn't it?
Yeah, so I can't get any, sorry. So
do you go through life generally thinking, what would Roy Keane do?
I do think about him a lot, actually. I don't even like football, but that was a good book.
Okay.
It was a good book, actually.
Yeah.
So is this you basically saying to your family and friends, don't even bother me, I'm not sorting you out tickets?
I've had loads already, and I'm starting to put me off.
Also, does this mean for the whole weekend you're going to do your West Country accent?
Yeah. No. It does come out, actually, hasn't it? It started already.
I used to work in Swindon for at least 6 months, and I didn't have a West Country accent then.
Was it Swindon where you ran over that child?
No, that was... I was on the way to Swindon. But no, that was Southampton.
What's that story
Oh, let's not go through
tell.
This again. Oh.
The one
the Swindon story?
Yes.
Right.
Every you always go, I'm not going to tell the Swindon story again.
No, what happens is when we go on a train, if we have like stuff to do, normally in Bristol... obviously, the train goes through Swindon, and the one that doesn't speak goes, oh, tell your Swindon train station story again. Because as soon as we pull in at Swindon train station, I go, did I ever tell you I did a show from here once, from a bed? Because I did. It was brought to you by one of the local bed superstores. So I had to do the whole show, morning show, from a bed on platform one at Swindon train station.
So is this one of the ideas for...
I think
maybe
we should make you recreate this.
Yeah, for maybe the Friday before the big weekend starts, for you to do the show from a bed.
I don't think it's very Radio 1.
Don't you?
No.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Maybe we could get bunk beds for you and Becky.
I'm not...
I used to drive one of those cars with musical notes through the streets of Swindon as well, with my name on.
With your name
and the name of the radio station.
Is that not just an ice cream van?
What?
Is that not just an ice cream van?
No. It's like a sponsored car.
Oh, what, with pictures on the side? I thought you meant blasting out music.
Isn't that pub in Swindon as well?
The Sally Pussy?
Yeah.
That's there. We need to go there.
There you go, then.
You'll love it. really nice. Just well off Junction 16.
You've started doing the accent.
You'll love that.
You can't help yourself.
The magic roundabouts there, that's good.
That is amazing. Yeah. It's one roundabout, it's like loads of other roundabouts.
8 million roundabouts in one. It's really good.
Okay.
And we're doing it from Lydiard Park. And Billy Piper was on this morning with Moyle saying that's where she used to smoke and snog boys. So there are lots of landmarks.
Is there a blue plaque?
Billy was here. If you go online to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, you'll find all the details for what we're doing at Lydiard Park in Swindon at Radio 1's big weekend, the 9th and 10th of May.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll tell you what, you know Matt Finchin of Chris Moore's show?
Yeah.
He's come back raving about N-dubs after this morning. He wasn't too keen on them before. But since he sat in an Irish pub with them in Swindon at 8 o'clock this morning and saw them perform in front of his very eyes, wow. he's a changed man. He loves them. He's saying they're amazing.
Now they've got the Matt Finchin seal of approval, the sky's the limit
yeah.
for him.
They go far now, I think.
Jeez.
We will let you know some more about the people that are going to be on the bill at Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon. It's not just going to be N-dubs and Snow Patrol. Obviously, there are going to be more people than that.
Do you know who?
Some of them, but I can't say. No, I can't.
Okay.
We will tell you in due course. You will have to register online to get tickets, but not yet. That'll be next month, so don't worry about it. All you need to know at the moment is that it's at Lydiard Park in Swindon, 9th and 10th of May. It's always amazing, Radio 1's big weekend, and it's going to be this year too, in Swindon. N-dubs and Snow Patrol confirmed. And if you're not a fan of N-dubs at the moment, I suggest what you do is try sitting in an Irish pub with them at 8 a.m. in Swindon one morning, and you will come away with a changed mind altogether.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, is this wrong? You know my flatmate?
Yeah.
There's a girl he quite likes at the moment, right?
Okay.
He's single. He split up with his girlfriend a while ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Still hasn't taken the fish. But anyway, I'm sure she will at some point, her own time. Now, he's in two minds about this girl, this new girl, and whether to ask her out or not.
Okay.
She's really nice. She seems nice from what he knows, a small amount he knows about her. Really pretty, really quite hot. But in his words, she's got quite a deep voice.
Right.
Now, I've obviously never met her, so I don't know how deep is deep when he's saying deep. I don't think there should be a problem, do you? I know it's certainly never bothered me before.
I thought that was quite attractive in a girl, isn't it? Like those husky ones?
Yeah, but I think...
Yeah, but husky isn't deep.
I think
it?
There's husky kind of... And then there's a...
yeah.
I think
and
there's
she's
a,
more...
Is that her?
I think she's more...
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think it should bother him?
Yeah.
Chappers?
Yeah.
Why? Some people just have deeper voices than
I know,
others.
I know. But that deep, what, how deep was it again? Yeah, I think that's too deep.
Oh, I think that's unfair.
No, I do think there's a kind of middle ground where, yes, husky is good.
Husky is good.
Listen to me, like I'm talking about.
Huh?
But I think there's a... You go a couple of octaves lower and it all changes.
Hmm.
Should you just whisper to him?
I don't personally think it should be a problem. Right, say, Chappers, you like Katy Perry, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you like her?
Why do I like her? Because she has a great personality, Scott.
And?
Oh, I think she's
great norks.
She looks nice.
why
did you have to say great norks?
Well, that's what you were obviously pushing for.
No, you could have said great personality and she's really pretty. And
yeah,
then you
but
go,
you were trying to
you
make me
from
sound...
personality
no.
straight to norks.
That's life.
Right, let's say Katy Perry, yeah? What if she looked like Katy Perry, looks exactly the same, but sounds like this?
Yeah, it wouldn't actually, it wouldn't bother me to be thinking about it.
So this is Thinking of You by Katy Perry, but only she's gone really deep. You know Girls Aloud, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if they were here in the studio right now,
mm-hmm.
and they all look beautiful, they look like Girls Aloud, but then they sound like this. What do you do?
Again, actually, now I think about it, it wouldn't bother me.
Not a problem, no?
No,
you
not.
You change the tune, haven't
I
you?
I have now, thinking about it, yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So, Chappers, imagine Cheryl Cole, okay?
Yeah.
You like her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to find out how low is too low with the voice thing, just to help out my flatmate. Remember when she came in And she said this.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
A while ago.
Yeah.
Imagine, okay, right, she's not married, you're not married, it's all fine, okay? Yeah. The doorbell goes, you open the door, there she is, with a bottle of wine, in a negligee, and she says this.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what about, okay, she's at the door again, yeah, open the door, and, oh, this happened.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Is that still fine?
she's got wine, she's fitted, and she's in a negligee.
Yeah,
it's still like fine.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, the door's going again.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Is that still fine?
Still fine.
Okay, I'm just seeing how low we can go here, okay. Oh, she goes again.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
No, we're still fine.
That's fine, yeah, okay.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Fine.
Oh, no, that's a bit scary, monster.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Now I'd start thinking maybe she's got a cold or something.
Right. Okay, is that still fine? She's just not very well.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
That's Doctor Who, that is.
Yeah, but she's
You've
still,
got to be worried
yeah, but
about
she's
that.
Still there with wine in a negligee.
Just trying to see how low we should go here.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Still fine, yeah?
Trust me, I could go lower.
Okay, let's try this one.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
Oh, come on, that's ridiculous. Even though she looks exactly the same, she speaks like that.
Are you a bit of a love machine, Chappis?
That's stupid.
I don't think we'd be talking a lot.
Oh, God.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. It's Radio 1. Hello, who's on the phone, please?
Isabel from Bridgend.
Isabel, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What's occurring?
Oh. Sorry.
Got a problem with your dog or something?
Yes. What? The doorbell makes my dog bark.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Stop.
We did play it quite a few times as well, didn't we?
Yes, you did, yes. Oh, no, we turned the radio down so she can't hear it.
Oh. Turn the radio up. Where's your dog now?
She's in the kitchen. Hang on a minute. Do it again. I don't believe it.
Nah.
No, she's not doing it now.
You made that up.
I did. She does. She's growling.
You haven't even got a dog.
I have. I've got three.
Well, can't hear them.
No, she's not barking. I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Love you.
Love you.
Podcast. Really annoyed myself today.
Why?
Because I got struck down with the plague on Sunday, but I found something really amazing on Saturday in a shop, which I had to buy. And I was going to bring it in yesterday, and today I forgot, and I'm a bit annoyed.
What is it?
I can't tell you. I don't want to spoil the surprise. I'll remember it tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. I don't want to tell you what it is yet, but I am annoyed because I was looking forward to you seeing it today. It's one of those things where you
can't give us a clue.
Not really.
What
I don't want to.
What sort of shop were you in?
I don't want to say. I'd rather we just leave the whole big surprise for tomorrow.
Does it have to be seen to be believed?
Well, you know when you see something, you're like, yes, I'm going to get that and take it in. It's a bit like, you know, at school, show and tell.
Show and tell.
Oh, we used to have that. We used to bring something in and talk about it for
about
10 minutes.
So I'll bring it in tomorrow. And we will do a show and tell on my amazing new thing that I forgot to bring today and didn't bring in yesterday.
It's basically, you could just bring something in and then talk about it. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
One of your favourite football pictures or something.
But I don't want to spoil the surprise now.
Or something a bit better than that, perhaps.
Why don't you two bring something in as well and we could do like a group show and tell, like at school?
Are you trying to audition to be a QVC presenter or something? Oh. What?
I know what I'm bringing in.
Right, what are you bringing?
My hamburger phone. It's not an actual hamburger, it's a plastic hamburger, but it works as a phone.
Isn't really the whole point that you don't tell us until you bring it in?
Oh.
I've got one of them anyway, so that doesn't really beat mine, does it?
A handbag phone?
A hamburger
phone.
Oh, hamburger phone.
It's not an actual burger, but you flip it open. It's like a burger you flip open.
It's not
open.
Like an actual
It's brilliant.
Burger,
I've
though,
never actually spoken to anyone on it. It just sits in my thing, and every now and then I flip it open and go, hi! And there's no one there, but I just like playing with it.
I use mine all the time.
You've got a hamburger phone.
Yeah, that's my house phone, the hamburger phone.
Right.
What are you going to bring in tomorrow?
Do
you want to have a think about it?
What, so I just have to bring something in and talk about it for 10 minutes?
Yeah, like at school.
Girls allowed annual?
Right.
Girls allowed annual.
If anyone can help, because...
One of the kids, I suppose.
Maybe if you're at school...
You wouldn't bring them in to talk about them. You just bring them in so I could look after them for a bit.
Well, that's equally not a bad idea.
If you're at school and maybe you've done show and tell, maybe you could give us Becky and Chappa some ideas of what they could bring in tomorrow, because I'm feeling quite confident that you're not going to be able to beat mine.
You haven't bought a new glove, have you?
No.
Right, okay.
If you've got any ideas for what you bought in 8199, but you need to both bring in something tomorrow, and then we'll talk about our items that we brought in. It's going to be great. Well, mine is, anyway.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Lucy. Okay, good.
That was supposed to be Lucy.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Lucy?
Yeah.
Sorry, me bad, that was my mistake. How are you?
That's okay. Fine, thank you.
What's going on? What have you been doing?
Well, we were on physics today, and we were, learning about telescopes.
Oh, yeah.
And our team just brought up a thing about the VLT, and we just couldn't stop laughing.
The Very Large Telescope?
Yep.
Do you remember that was from Science News a while ago, where we found out that they were called VLT, Very Large Telescope. What? So they just bought... What, did they just start talking about it and you burst out laughing?
Yeah. No one else got it, really.
See, that's why we should do science news more often. Okay, have a good day, Lucy. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
There's some really good people with show and tell ideas.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
You got some there, Becky?
Someone took in their pet's snake skin. Someone had a tomato punnet full of dead bumblebees that they've collected.
So you could talk about that for ages on show and tell.
So it can be anything.
Absolutely anything, yeah.
If I go home and find a... What's that? When I was younger, I brought in a pot of my dad's gallstone after his operation. Amy and Lester.
I bet they loved it. Some people just bring their dogs in and stuff and talk about them.
But no, nobody's going to do that.
No. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca, what did you bring into a show and tell?
I used to take my dad's Jim will fix it badge.
Cool.
I took it for about 4 years running.
I bet they loved it though.
Oh yeah.
Jim will fix it is this old show where an old man called Jimmy Savile used to be able to fix it for you. And what did he fix your dad to do?
He went down the Cresta Run in San Moritz, the toboggan run.
Oh,
that's quite a good one.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they like it?
They loved it. But when they relaunched Jim will fix it, I wrote asking to go and beat his time. But they never wrote back to me.
Oh, flipping
that
heck.
Is rude.
That is rude.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Hi, Helena. We're on the M25. We took her grandma into show and tell. Got a gold star, actually.
Oh, I can't do that.
What?
I don't have any living grandparents.
Oh, I don't either. Oh, no, I've got one. I can take him.
Oh, but he's glad you just remembered he was alive.
How can you forget that one of your grandparents is alive? No, because you said grand... I thought you said grandmother or something, or grand... nan.
I haven't got any of my grandparents left. No, and you went, no, neither have I. Oh, hang on, I have.
Sorry, Grandad, if you're listening, that didn't sound best.
Do you see him often?
I do, actually. I do. He's quite cool, my granddad.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like 83, 82, 83.
I imagine he's quite angry at the moment.
Yeah, but generally quite cool. Like, for instance, when I go back and visit down south, he'll be like, do you know who I like at the moment? Lily Allen. And the Saturdays. They're very good.
She's looking for an older man always, Lily Allen, isn't she?
That would be a match, mate.
I don't think he's got enough money. But he is alive, I can confirm.
Good.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Paul from Wimborne.
All right, Paul, what's going on?
Just kind of on the subject of your show and tell.
Yeah.
We had a lad from my school last year. He brought in an old World War One or World War Two bomb and brought it into class for show and tell in history. And it had to be defused on the school field by the bomb squad.
Oh, my God! Right, so what have you brought into show and tell today? It's a bomb. Ah! Where did he get that from?
How did you get a hold of a World War II bomb?
It belonged to his granddad. He said it was in the shed for years and years.
Ticking away.
He thought he'd bring it in for show and tell.
So are you at school? Are you a teacher or what?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay.
So the old bomb squad turned up and had to be disposed of on the school field.
Do they do show and tell at your school anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Funny that. Tell you what though, my show and tell tomorrow is going to be amazing. Not maybe as good as a bomb, but I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's a curry?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. You can play along at home as well on 81199.
Oh, what's a curry?
First one of the week because I was sick boy yesterday. Are you ready? Ready for it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Oh, what's a curry?
You know when your phone rings and you answer it? And you can kind of hear somebody talking in the background because they've kind of phoned you from their pocket. Yeah. Sometimes you hear people chatting and sometimes you just hear that kind of whoomp, 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 because they're walking along the road and haven't realised that they called you.
I love
it,
that.
It is a good way of trying to find out gossip. If you heard people on the end of the phone, would you listen?
Of course you would.
Well, we know you would. You've done it already.
Oh, when you... Yeah, all right. How long was it? About 2 minutes or something?
Yeah, you stayed right on the line having a listen. Right, here's my question to you, OK? We called up Jono, who runs the Unofficial Mills website. If you've not been on it before, it's a very good website and it's all about our show. Now, let's say that Greg James, off of Radio 1, accidentally called up Jono and started gossiping with Gemma, who works in our office. Do you think he would keep listening? Or would he hang up? My question to you is, how long would Jono of Unofficial Mills stay on the phone for hearing this gossip? It depends whether he's just like one of those people like, no, I'm going to hang up now, or is he going to just have a listen because it's gossip about us?
Oh, I think he'll stay on for a minute and 10.
Chappa says 1 minute 10 listening to the gossip. Becky?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's us phoning Jono off at Unofficial Mills with some gossip, but how long will he stay on for?
Hello.
And they accused me of shoplifting fake tan. How embarrassing is that?
Did you not hear about that? Did you hear about Scott?
No.
He was apparently, I think someone told me this in the office earlier. He was caught naked in Clinton cards. Like absolutely naked.
What do you mean? What was he doing?
He was well, what they said is that you know those like, musical Christmas cards?
So we're on 30 seconds now. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Still on?
Yeah.
Like it's a birthday card thing?
Yeah.
With the Cliff Richard one where it sings, congratulations, when you open it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was dancing along to that.
You've got the wrong number.
In Clinton cards.
Hello? Naked?
Yeah. This is what someone said, I don't know if it's true. They called the police.
Yeah.
And Scott just ran off down the street.
Did they catch him?
No, he ran off and hid in British Home Stores.
No way.
He was last seen having a scone upstairs in the tea rooms.
Hey.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hello? That's what Zane was saying, anyway.
Up to 1 minute and still on the phone.
Didn't that happen to Becky, though, or something? Didn't you hear something about Becky?
Yeah, I heard something like that. There was something about... Didn't she get, like, caught sleepwalking or something? Like,
putting the phone down
now. I think she
went
to feed the ducks.
Bye.
Yeah, I think she ended up at, like...
Oh!
Nice for him to think about other people's credit, though.
Yeah, I like that. Wasting your credit. Mm. 1 minute 17, Jono off Unofficial Mills stayed on the phone for, which means Chappers gets that point.
It's frightening.
Oh! What's occurring?
Why?
Well, I didn't really want to get a question right that was connected with Geek World, but, you know, it appears that I have done, unfortunately.
He's a good journalist then, isn't he? Yeah. Trying to stay on for as much gossip as he can get.
Oh, yeah. Chappers loves you really, geeks.
I can speak for myself, though.
Next one. Has anyone seen that show, which used to be on BBC Three, now it's on BBC One on Monday nights, and it's called Undercover Princes?
No.
Oh, it's
yes.
good. It's really good.
I watched this last night for the first time, and it was
really
brilliant.
Good. Basically, what happens is you've got three princes who are coming over to the UK, and they are proper royalty where they're from, okay? So they're used to having people do absolutely everything for them. They're really, really very high up. They come to Britain... They live a normal life, and they try and find true love. You've got three of them. Prince Manny.
He's my favourite.
He's my favourite also. you've got Africa Zulu, and you've got Prince Remigius. And they've got a month to find loves of their lives, but no one knows that they're actual proper royalty, okay, where they're from, okay? And they just go out onto the streets and try and chat people up. Like this. Here's Prince Manny.
Excuse me, can I talk to you?
No, really not, no.
Right.
With varying amounts of success. Now this is a chat-up line from Prince Africa.
I just want to say that you are a bella in Bella Italia.
Basically, he saw a girl he liked in Bella Italia. And came up with that phrase for her. First thing that pops into your head.
I just want to say that you are a bella in Bella Italia.
Smooth.
You are the bella in Bella Italia. She walked off eventually. Anyway, on this week's episode, they've been taught how to chat people up. Because, no, is that there's a skill to it, isn't there, chappers?
Is there, Scott? Yes, I suppose there is.
So they've been taught how to chat people up. Here's my question to you. One of the princes, Prince Remigius, goes up to a girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts chatting to her. Remember, he's been taught how to chat ladies up now. How long before he pops the question and asks that girl out? Starts chatting to her. How long until he pops the question and says, "Will you fancy going out?" This is a great show, by the way. Please watch it.
8 seconds.
Oh, no, it was longer than that. 30 seconds.
I think Becky has an advantage here in the fact that she might have seen it.
You should watch more telly then. Mm. You always know there's a TVO what's occurring most days, so you should watch some.
So how long you do it? 8 seconds. No, that's really... Wow.
What'd you say? All right, love.
All right, love. Yeah, get what I mean? Brilliant. So what are you saying, Becky?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I'm not such a smooth operator as Chappers.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From last night's Undercover Princes on BBC One, how long does it take Prince Remigius to ask the girl out?
So you like to dance?
I'm a dancer.
Okay. Good.
I need music, though.
Do you drink?
Do I drink? Well, I'm a student. Students drink a fair bit.
Yeah,
so, I do like to go out and have a drink, yeah.
Do you drink tea or coffee?
Do I drink tea or coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee.
So what do you do when you're free? Do you go out anywhere? Have you got a boyfriend?
I haven't got a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend?
No, I don't want a boyfriend.
So if you don't mind, can I date you?
Oh. 27 seconds. So Becky gets the point.
I don't want a boyfriend.
So if you don't mind, can I date you?
I don't think he was listening to what she was saying at all,
he's
was
just,
he?
Like, talking.
Oh! What's occurring?
I love that show. Right, when was the last time you dumped someone? Becky?
A while ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A while ago.
Yeah. And how did you do that?
I honestly can't remember.
It's not you, it's me. Bye bye.
Did you? Bye now.
Text them.
Was it a text?
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't know. It's like if you've just seen them for a few times, you just text them, don't you?
Yeah, fair enough.
Or just ignore them. That's probably my favourite. Until they get so bored of you, they dump you.
Right. So we went out onto the streets, as we do, of actual Britain, and we asked people, "What is the last way you dumped someone, or got dumped?" The question is, what was the most common method of dumping? What do you think?
I'm going to say text, I think.
You're going to say text. Okay, Chappers.
Speaking on the phone.
Becky says text, Chappers says phone. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Fight.
Fight. Here are the people of Britain. But what was the last way they dumped someone or got dumped?
Your text.
Text message, is it?
You dumped someone by text message.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Well, that's it. It's over. Dumped.
By text? He sent me a text that I never saw him again.
And what did the text say?
You're dumped.
I dumped a girl, yeah, and I just texted her. I said, yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
What did she say back to you?
Like, whatever.
Now, that's so romantic. That's just like, it's like Romeo and Juliet. You can imagine now, there they are together. He says...
It's not you, it's me.
She says...
Whatever.
Next one.
I got dumped at a theme park once, which was pretty brutal. It wasn't on a rollercoaster ride, but it was like a 40-minute queue for the rollercoaster ride. And after about 5 minutes of queuing, I got dumped. And I had to queue with a girl for, like, another 35 minutes.
That's got to be a little bit awkward. 5 minutes into the queue. OK, bye now. What do you say for the rest of it? Next one.
Not on the phone, no, over text. He said he needed time, but he said we're over, but he said he's coming back, but then he doesn't know if he's coming back, sort of thing.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
Get rid.
Imagine him. Okay, compose text message.
He said he needed time.
I need time.
But he said we're over.
We're over.
But he said he's coming back.
But I'm coming back.
But then he doesn't know if he's coming back.
But I don't know if I'm coming back.
Sort of thing.
Sort of thing. And send. Right, here's how some other people got dumped.
By text.
What did the text say?
Just like, oh, it's got to be finished. Ended.
Right. Compose message.
Oh, it's got to be finished. Ended.
Ended and send. Next.
Was seeing a guy for 6 months. Went to go meet him for a drink. Sat waiting for him, text him, find out where he was, and he said, I'm in traffic, I'll be there. Never seen him again.
One of my friends, she was supposed to be meeting somebody in a restaurant and he didn't show up, and that's how he dumped her.
So it was her boss as well, so that was a bit embarrassing, so she keeps on running into him.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Not good if you have to work with them the next day. So standing up people is fairly popular.
Recently, actually, I've dumped someone. Yeah, I did it face-to-face, and he said I wasn't good face-to-face because I can't say it right.
How did he take it?
Not well at all. He embarrassed me on Facebook. He put a horrible status. Christina can go shove it up her bottom.
I was dumped on Facebook recently. That's really bad, isn't it, to be dumped on Facebook by a status update. The person, I won't say his name, but basically said that he was free to get on with his life. Yeah, that was really bad.
And he didn't call you or anything?
No. And then he blocked me.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
But that's meant for you, isn't it?
Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, we're sort of friends again now.
She sounds angry, though.
I love that. Yeah, so he dumped me on Facebook in a status update and then blocked me, but...
We're sort of friends again now.
Yeah, it's all fine. By text was the most popular answer,
yes.
So Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, love.
Oh. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Right, is my friend having me on? He's got a lot of CDs that he's had for a few years and they get quite scratched because he's played them a lot, some of his favourite albums. And he was telling me, because I've got some as well that I've quite scratched and don't play anymore, he was telling me...
Some of his CDs? Or some
no,
of your
some
own
of
CDs.
Mine. That I'm in the same position, right. Is what I'm saying. He's saying that he did this the other week. He spread mayonnaise on the CDs, so the mayonnaise goes into the scratches, right? And then puts it in the freezer, and then the CDs work again. Now I'm thinking I need to go home and try this tonight. But am I just going to have loads of CDs in my freezer, and someone's having a joke on me? Because let's face it, it's not hard to play a joke on me. So what do I do?
So you go home tonight, you get out your scratch CDs.
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Right. You spread mayonnaise. Does it work with salad cream as well? Does it have to be mayonnaise?
He said mayonnaise.
Right, so you spread mayonnaise on them, put them in the freezer, and then take them out and they'll play as if they were new.
Yeah, because it fills in the cracks, apparently. Do you think this is
rubbish?
Why do
you need to put it in the freezer? Mm-hmm. I know washing up liquid works, but you don't have to put that in the freezer.
Washing up liquid?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, that does work. You put some washing up liquid on it and just wipe it round, and then it doesn't get rid of all the scratches, but they play a lot better than they used to.
Right, because some of the albums, I really want to hear them again, and I can't do it at the moment. So I'm thinking I might try the mayonnaise freezer approach.
Which album have you had for a few years that's on CD that you really want to hear again?
There's quite a few.
Really?
Cheaper than the mayonnaise, you probably should just go on a website and download them, no? Mayonnaise is quite expensive these days.
It's not more expensive than downloading a new one.
You could get them for like 80p or
something. You going to do it with the ones you've got on vinyl as well?
Fill in the grooves on that. That'll work real nice.
I haven't got any vinyl. No, I haven't got any vinyl. KRG family. If anyone's aware that this does work, and could you let me know before I go and ruin my CDs tonight? Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's Lucy.
Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. What are you saying?
It really, really does work.
What, the mayonnaise?
Yes, yes. My friend Jessica Cousins, big up to Jess. It really does work.
Right.
Has she got some expertise in this, then?
Well, I don't really know, but she is a bit weird, so I do trust her.
Okay.
It wasn't my CD anyway, it was my dad's Lionel Richie CD.
Oh, wow, you want that to be back, wouldn't you?
And it still
works.
Oh,
that's really bad, isn't it?
Why is that bad? No, it's fine.
You know, well, I didn't want to ruin my CD, so...
So you just spread mayo on the
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie CDs.
In a circular motion around the CD.
Right.
And then pop it in the freezer and then, like, wipe it off.
But for how long do you need to freeze it?
That's what I need to know. I'm going to do it tonight.
Until it goes sort of like...
crusty?
Hard?
No, don't ruin the CD by doing that.
Well, how do I know?
You'll know by touching it.
How will I know that?
you're making this up as you go along.
I'm not. The mayonnaise is obviously, like, runny. So when you put it in the freezer, it'll go hard. But you've got to catch the CD before it goes frozen, obviously.
Right, so this sounds really complicated.
He's going to have to sit there tonight watching his CDs in his freezer to make sure he gets them out at just the right time.
Yeah, but if it's not his CD, it doesn't really matter.
Well, it is mine. They're all mine.
We'll steal one of Chappers then.
Yeah. Where are you tonight?
I am in Rudlow.
Where's that?
It's just outside of Box.
Oh, off of Wiltshire?
Yes, it is!
Are you looking forward to Radio 1's big weekend in Swindon?
Well, yeah, but I've heard it's quite dodgy out there. I'm on the radio, aren't I?
Get you! Just because you're from Box near Bath, you can't be saying that about Swindon.
Shush
yourself! Sorry to people of Swindon.
I'm really sorry. I don't really mean it.
Yeah, you won't be saying that when you get tickets through the post, if you register.
I don't think she'll be getting tickets.
Oh,
no.
My God.
OMG.
Well, I never win anything like this.
Well, you haven't. Love you.
Oh, I love you too, and all of you.
Okay, good. Bye.
Good night. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.